हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता क्लास ऑन चैप्टर 4 श्लोक नंबर 34 गिवन इन हेरिटेज सिटी गुड़गांव ऑन 8 अक्टूबर 2015 बाय माय सेल्फ प्रशांत मुकुंद दास
तद्विधि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदिक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानम् ज्ञानिनां तत्त्वदर्शिनः
सो वी विल यू कैन रिपीट इफ यू वांट
तद्विधि प्रणिपातेन
परिप्रश्नेन सेवया
उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानम् ज्ञानिनस्तत्त्वदर्शिनः
You can come closer.
Tadviti Pranipatena
So we will read the translation of this verse. So you can repeat after me. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquiring from him
submissively
and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you
because
they have seen the truth. So very nice verse. So we will do Mangalacharan first and then we will discuss about this shloka and the next shloka as well. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamarupam Kadamayam Dadati Sabda Kantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamstha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचा कल्पातरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हरे कृष्णा So, regarding this verse, you have already done
So first of all, I would like to ask you a few questions because my sessions are mostly interactive sessions, so you have to speak. So the thing is that we are discussing about tad vidhi pranipatena. So pranipatena, what do you understand by the meaning pranipatena? The exact meaning is written here, surrender. So what do you think what the surrender is all about? Pranipatena, the surrender. So you people are connected for so long. You have already read till chapter 4 and you've discussed various things. You're wearing kanti malas and every other thing. It means you are a devotee family here. So what do you mean by surrender? Because when we come to ISKCON, the first thing we hear, sarva dharmana parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja am tam sarva papabhyo mokshyasme ma shucha. You just don't fear, just surrender unto me. So what do you mean by surrender?
It means give up your atma.
Give up your atma.
Oh. And just fully devoted to the Supreme
Soul. Okay. Okay.
Ego, prestige, false ego.
False ego and prestige. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Thank false ego.
To have full faith in Krishna and fully surrender.
To have full faith in Krishna and fully surrender. Yes. Yes.
Same.
Same. Full have faith. Same. Copy paste. And this is the best. Yes. Mataji's. What do you think, Mataji?
Surrender everything to Krishna.
What? This is our question. What do you mean by surrender?
Ourselves.
Okay. Yes, Prabhuji.
Also, surrender. I mean, all. Just to add to the whatever ego and everything that you have, surrender all things like nationalities, religions and everything, and just think of me.
Let's think. Yes, Prabhuji.
अपने मन और अपनी आत्मा को एक तरफ करके पीछे करके जो सामने से प्राप्त हो रहा है उसे ग्रहण करना
सामने से प्राप्त हो रहा है उसे ग्रहण करना वेरी नाइस सो यू ऑल हैव गिवन वेरी नाइस आंसर्स So thing is that since so long we have understood about Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, chanting, holy names, everything. So we are trying to apply, isn't it? We are applying it. Surrender means applying it. Whatever we have understood, we have to apply in our devotional life. Apply. But the thing is, the problem is, there is no reply. We keep on applying our things. We keep do chanting also. We come for our programs also. We are doing everything, but still the mind is unstable. Isn't it? So apply, no reply. Even in material world, when you apply for a job, you will get a response. Either you are selected or you are rejected. But the thing is that in spiritual world, there is no reply. Only what you can feel or your senior devotees can tell you, yes, you are growing. Then only you can understand, yes, I am growing. Otherwise, Krishna will never respond. Isn't it? Krishna responds or not? Yes. How? You said yes, then tell how.
In a very mystic way.
Mystic way, okay. How? Mystic way, how come?
Like once you are surrendered to him, then he will take care of you.
He will take care of you, yes.
Whatever is needed for you, it will be provided by him.
It will be provided by him, yes. Krishna says, whatever you require, I will provide. And I will take care of what you are already having. Yes. Yoga kshemam vahamyam. So the problem is that the people are not able to surrender is that they are puffed up with their egos, professions, jobs, beauty, wealth, and these are the things. So one of the acharyas in our ISKCON says, for puffing up, there should only be puri. You eat puris and sabzi. So puffing up is need to be done by puri only. We should not be puffed up. But when we have good wealth, we are puffed up. I am so wealthy person. And when somebody has a beauty, I am the most beautiful woman or beautiful, the handsome man in the entire world. So puffed up with education, my education, I am having a degree, I am MBA, I am MCA, I am MTech. These are kind of things we are puffed up with. So Krishna says, when you are puffed up, then I will think you like a puri. And never allow you to enter Jagannath Puri. So if you want to enter Jagannath Puri and you do not want to be puffed up, you have to understand what Mataji says. You need to remove your false ego in your lifetime. So in Mundaka Upanishad, it is written that तद विज्ञानार्थ सगुरुम इव गच्छते समितपत श्रोत्यम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम. सो यू ऑल हैव सेड सरेंडर. सो होम सरेंडर, लाइक प्रभुजी वाज मेंशनिंग, वी हैव टू सरेंडर व्हाटएवर इज कमिंग. सो सम फिल्मी सॉन्ग्स आर कमिंग, शुड वी सरेंडर टू दैट? Somebody is saying that you should become our salesman for our company. We will give you that amount of check. Should we surrender to them? So whom to be surrendered? So it is written in Mundaka Upanishad, Samit Patra Shrotriyam Brahmanishtham. Those who have understand the knowledge through the Vedic disciplic succession, coming from Krishna to Brahma to Narad to Vedavyas to Madhavacharya, Akshobhatit, Gyanatit, Gyanasindhu, and coming down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to other six Goswamis and to Jagannath Dabaji Maharaj, till coming to the Srila Prabhupada and then other Acharyas and the disciplic succession. So we have to listen to the people, those who are coming in Parampara. Otherwise it is very difficult. There are so many Babaji's coming on television. Every time you open your bhakti channel, you will, oh, everything is same. They are also chanting Krishna's name. They are also doing Bhagavatam, Gita. So what is the difference? They are not in disciplic succession. So we have to surrender to the devotee or to the spiritual master who is coming in the disciplic succession. To understand these things properly, one must be approaching to the spiritual master who is coming as per the Vedas in a disciplic succession. Otherwise it becomes difficult. Then people sometimes ask, does it really important to get a spiritual master or initiation or diksha or siksha from somebody? There is any requirement of a guru in your lifetime? So we take various examples. In material life also guru is required. How could Milkha Singh become Milkha Singh? He has a coach. How come Lata Mangeshkar become so a great singer? She has a guru. She followed some rules and regulations. People say, why are so many rules and regulations is gone to follow guru or some getting Krishna? It is me and my Krishna, me and my Krishna. What is the requirement of getting guru and surrendering to him, then understanding the rules and regulations? Once I was meeting with Sonu Nigam and I asked, what are the things you follow to become a great singer of this India? Because my service is to meet people, celebrities and bureaucrats and the other organizations, because I am also part of raising funds and bringing celebrities to the temple. So I keep meeting to the big people, those who are known as the, they are the celebrities. Though they are not in front of Krishna, Krishna is the biggest celebrity, but still as a material people we consider them as a celebrity. So he was saying that I never took Nibukachar. So this is a rule. I never take cold waters or cold drinks. Every morning I wake up at 4:30 and do my sadhana. So for becoming a materially rich or materially known, somebody is doing so many rules and regulations, but to becoming Krishna's devotee, we do nothing. And we ask questions, why it is the requirement of a spiritual master? Even Krishna, when came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee, he took the spiritual master. Who was the spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Anybody? Ishwarapuri. What's your name, Mataji? Deepti Mataji is intelligent, spiritually intelligent. Ishwarapuri. And then Krishna himself, when he was in Dwapar Yug, himself was doing the Leela's pastimes, he also chosen guru. Who was the guru of Krishna? Sandipani Muni. So Krishna told in the form of God himself, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swam, when he came as himself Krishna, he told that guru is required. When he came as a devotee form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that guru is required. So who are we? We are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are not Krishna, we are not a celebrity also, but we have so many questions. What is the requirement of a guru in our life? What is the requirement of following the rules and regulations? Even the Mayavadis, like Swami Vivekananda, he had a guru. Who was the guru of Swami Vivekananda? Ramakrishna Paramahansa. So guru is always required. You become Mayavadi, you become materially rich or you spiritually. So there is no question that why we need a guru. So there are three kinds of, four kinds of guru actually. One guru is called as Paramatma Chet Guru. Krishna residing in your heart keeps you guiding what is right and what is wrong. Isn't it? It happens. Somebody is drinking alcohol. Then if his child come in a room, Papa, Papa, what are you drinking? What he will reply? This is a medicine actually. You don't go and do your task. I am just finishing it up and coming back to you. Why can't he tell the truth? That if there is alcohol, come have one glass of drink. Because with this Krishna residing in the heart, Huh? What he is saying, it is wrong. Tell lie. Then he lies. When he is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And now his child asks, what are you doing, Papa? What he will reply? I am chanting the name of the God. Krishna residing within, guiding that this is the perfect path. Oh Krishna, oh child, come on, you also join with me. Huh? When you go to bar, you want the children should sleep first and then you will go to bar. Bahar bahar se bar. But when it comes to temple, you will ask all the family members, your mother, father, in-laws, come, we are going to temple. Isn't it? The Krishna residing in your heart guides you. That is called Paramatma Chaitya Guru. Then comes another guru which is called as Pad Pradarshak Guru. The person who brings you to the path of Krishna consciousness. Like here Giriraj Prabhu is doing a wonderful task of bringing so many devotees here and taking on to the path of Krishna consciousness, which is the best path. I have wandered around here and there, so many places outside this world. I have been to London, so many places. But what the relishing thing I have found in Krishna consciousness? Nowhere else. I am just relishing since 5 years. Though I am not earning, but I am happy, very much happy. Yeah, that's true. People ask me at this age, why you have left your career? You have done so much of your marketing MBA or diploma in pharmaceuticals from London. What are you getting here speaking about Krishna? Nothing. So I always say that there are people, those who are fighting on the borders. So nobody wants that my son or my daughter should join army. People want that they should work in Infosys or HCL and earn here and stay in Gurgaon and Delhi and don't go outside. People don't want. But some people sacrifice their lives to protect whom? To us. If they are not guiding, they are not on the borders, are we able to live happily here?
No.
Similarly, if somebody has to sacrifice a life, those who become brahmacharis or full-time devotees, those who are preachers are preaching, so if they don't sacrifice their life, how can the dharma be established? How can the dharma be protected? To protect a country, we need army people. Some people sacrifice their lives on the borders. And similarly for protecting dharma, only 5% people in ISKCON, those who are full-time or brahmacharis, 95% are congregation connected to the ISKCON. So for the 95% people, 5% people sacrifice their lives. And that is why those people, those who bring them to the temple becomes Pad Pradarshak Gurus actually. And then comes the Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru is one who guides you, who makes you strong, how to worship Krishna. And takes you onto the path of Krishna consciousness very, very, very strongly. Jahan pe bhi you find it, he is deviating from the path. Bas, kaan khichai. Don't go away. Krishna is calling you. Come, my son. So that becomes a Siksha Guru who follows what Krishna says, who follows what Diksha Guru says, who follows and makes you surrender to the spiritual master. He is not like that. And that I am a Siksha Guru and there is somebody who is an initiating guru who gives initiation, who gives Diksha. No, don't go to him. Just come to me. In further lifetime, 5-6 years, I will also become Diksha Guru. Take Diksha from me. Don't go to Diksha Guru. So it's like that. So Siksha Guru is one who makes you surrender to the spiritual master. So Siksha Guru is very, very important. So people ask, can it be various Siksha Gurus? Or anybody who is coming for preaching is a Siksha Guru? Can I came for the first time among you become a Siksha Guru? Is it yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, no. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, Mataji's? No?
Yes.
Yes, Deepti Mataji, yes? Yes. No. It's not. Siksha Guru is a very, very important title to be given to a person. When we are ready to accept the rules, instructions given by a person, when we are ready, when we have heart-to-heart connection to that person, that becomes Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru is a very big responsibility. I came, I give some information. It is just information sharing. You accept it or you may not accept it. You like it or you may not like it. But it doesn't mean that I become the Siksha Guru. Because if I ask you something and if you don't follow, then how can you say that he is my Siksha Guru, I am following him and he is helping me surrendering to a Diksha Guru, instructing a spiritual master. So Siksha Guru can be one who makes you inspire in spiritual life. He is a role model type of a thing, actually. When you ask some singers or some dancers, who is your role model in life? So somebody will say, like, I became dancer because I like Michael Jackson. Similarly, Michael Jackson becomes a Siksha Guru for that person. While watching his videos, learning about him, he became a dancer. He joined some institute, he took training, he became a dancer. Similarly, to become a good devotee, you join ISKCON, you read scriptures, under whose guidance? So he has to be one role model. May not be you connected him very regularly, but he should be inspiring you every day. And who is Siksha Guru in our spiritual life in ISKCON when we come? Who is? Later on, Srila Prabhupada. Though we can have various Siksha Gurus, one can be a live Siksha Guru also, but you need to have full faith, full heart to heart connection to that person, then he becomes a Siksha Guru. But whenever who comes to ISKCON, Siksha Guru is Prabhupada, because he is inspiring you people to connect to Krishna consciousness. So we should follow all the rules and regulations given by Srila Prabhupada in his books. And then comes the Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru is one who instructs you, who gives you holy name, who gives you a new spiritual name. So somebody becomes Krishna Das, somebody becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Das, somebody becomes Prabhupada Seva Das. So there are various people, those who get initiated with the spiritual names. Because when you speak about somebody's name also, you get what? Bhakti Karmas. When you speak about like Hari Bol Giriraj Prabhu, so you will get the mercy of Giriraj. Giriraj Dharan Hum Teri Sharan. Giriraj mountain which Krishna lifted. If you call Hari Bol Prashant Mukund Prabhu, so it means Mukund means a Krishna who is the deliverer, who is the God of liberation. Mukti Data Ek Mukunda. And Prashant means who is always pacified, calm. Krishna is never disturbed. When he is among 16,000 gopis also, he is relishing it. He is not disturbed. If you have two wives, you get disturbed. If you have one wife and one girlfriend, you get disturbed. But Krishna has 16,000 wives and he is not disturbed. That is why he is Prashanta. Chitatma Prashantasya. He is always calm and pacified. And he is Mukunda. So this is how, this is Krishna's name, and when you take these names regularly, so you can get Krishna. He is relishing Krishna consciousness. So when Arjun was there, Arjun was also not ready to accept what Krishna is saying. Yudhishthira Maharaj was not ready to accept what Krishna is saying. Before Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, he spoke it to Yudhishthira Maharaj, who was the eldest son. You know it? When Yudhishthira Maharaj came to hear that Krishna started telling Bhagavad Gita, today I will tell you some important thing of life. What? You are not a body, you are a soul. And the soul cannot be cut by anything, it cannot be burnt by anything. Nainam chandanti shastrani, nainam dhati pavaka, na chenam kalodanti ape, na shoshati maruta. So Yudhishthira said, what are you talking? You are a small boy, don't talk this rubbish things. Let it to be spoken by some sages or some rishis. You are just... So Yudhishthira Maharaj was saying, because Yudhishthira Maharaj age was more rather than compared to the Krishna. So Krishna saw, thought, evam parampara praptim rajarishum vidim, I came here to re-establish the dharma. Yada yada I dharmasya glanir bhavati bhartasya abhyutthanam adharmasyam tadatmanam sarjamiham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkutam dharma sansthapna arthaya sambhavami. So I came to establish the dharma. And how can I establish dharma? Because evam parampara praptim raj rishom vidim. One should be rishi and one should be a raja also. If somebody is a king and a rishi, saintly king can get this information which is coming in disciplic succession. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was saintly and a king also because he was the eldest. But he was not ready to surrender because he is saying Krishna is junior to me. When you go and spoke this Krishna consciousness to your in-laws, to your mother, father, nobody heard, are you speaking what rubbish? We know about Krishna very long, more than you. And so nobody is ready to surrender. So it's important that that message should be given by somebody whom we can surrender actually. That is called surrender. So when Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, because was in age very less, and he knows he is Krishna is something different from other. And then he said, Shishyaste aham shadimam tvam prapannam. Hey Krishna, now I become your disciple and I am ready to accept what you speak. Shadi means orders. Whatever you speak, I will ready to accept it. Then Krishna started speaking Bhagavad Gita actually. So first of all, the thing, when you become devotee, the first thing is what? Surrender. Pranipatena. Otherwise it is very, very difficult to get Krishna consciousness. You get lots of knowledge, you will learn 18,000 verses of Bhagavat, 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam, you will learn 700 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, but if the one word surrender is not there to somebody and then to Krishna, your life is no more Krishna conscious actually. So I just tell you one story about this surrender, which comes in Mahabharata part Upanishads, because Upanishad means instructing manuals. There are 108 Upanishads and Gita Upanishad is a part of Mahabharata. Similarly, one Upanishad which is in Mahabharata and speaks about story. There was one Rishi whose name was Dhaumya. You know, heard it?
Mahabharata.
Dhaumya Rishi. And he has a disciple named Upamanyu. And Upamanyu was a brahmachari. So at that time, in the Dwapar Yuga, what the people used to do, that brahmachari has to go beg alms every day. If you accept a brahmachari ashram, you have to stay in ashram, then you have to go and beg alms. Please give me something, Bhiksham Dehi, to five houses. And whatever you get, first you have to bring it to the spiritual master, and then spiritual master will accept it, eat it, and if he likes, some remnants he will give it to the disciple. That was the austerity used to be done by brahmacharis. So Upamanyu was that kind of a brahmachari. So what happened, one day the spiritual master Dhaumya Rishi asked, Upamanyu, I think you are becoming little bit fat nowadays. So from where are you getting this cholesterol? From where are you getting this much of fat? Are you eating something special, rasgulla, jalebi, puris? So Upamanyu said, no Maharaj, I am a brahmachari, how can I eat so many things? No, you are telling lie. So disciple should be truthful, the story says. So he says, okay, if you are not eating, then tell me, what is the reason behind you are becoming fat? So he says, Maharaj, every morning after my sadhana, I go asking for alms to people. And when people give alms, in the morning, whatever I get, I just pack a bag that it belongs to my spiritual master. And when returning, I ask for 2-3 houses. In the evening also I ask some alms, bonus. So for whatever I get from that evening houses, I eat it actually. So which doesn't belong to you, Maharaj. So I am not taking something from you. Maharaj says, oh, you are a clever devotee. Jai bhaje Krishna sahi bada chatur. Krishna devotees become very intelligent. Krishna says, dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upyantite. Those who surrender to me, I provide the intelligence to the people. So intelligence was with Upamanyu. Then spiritual master says, no. If you want to become spiritually perfect, you have not to ask alms after you have collected for your spiritual master. Then okay, no more asking questions. He became mom. Next few days, again Dhaumya Rishi asked, Upamanyu, again I think your weight is gaining. What is the reason? He says, Maharaj, whatever alms I collect, I provide it to you. And when I go for the cow grazing, when cows are busy with the eating their grasses, and when all the calves have drank their milks, so whatever milk remains, I drink that actually. Oh, you are getting special full cream milk from Mother Dairy. So very nice. That is the reason behind you gaining so much of weight. Okay. But you should not. Again, instruction came from spiritual master. You should not. Okay. Then Upamanyu says, okay Maharaj, what you say, I will follow. Then again, few days after, Upamanyu was gaining weight. Then spiritual master Dhaumya Rishi asked, again you are gaining some weight. What is the reason? Now you have to tell me. You are not drinking milk. You are not eating any alms collection. What are you eating now? He says that after alms collection, I pack your bags. After the calves have drink their milk from the cows, I bring all the cows back. But while cows eat their grasses and calves drink the milk, some milk is on the lips of the calves. So I remove those, I clean them, and whatever is clean, after cleaning the dirt remains, instead of throwing it, I eat it. Oh, that is a cream, special cream. And we have 100 of calves and you are eating 100 calves. This cream, it means you are getting lots of weight. That is the reason. Okay. But you should not again. Oh, now I will die with hunger actually. So spiritual masters knows what to do, how to treat a person. Then one day he was very, very, very hungry. What to eat, what not to eat, and I'm just going to die. And he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So he found one tree, very beautiful tree. He took some leaves and ate it. And suddenly what happened, that was a tree which was poisonous tree. And he became blind. And he fell in a well. And then he started crying, Haribol, save me, somebody here, Haribol, save me. Then some of his disciples, those who were there, peer disciples of Dhamma Rishi were there, they came and said, oh, Pumanyu, what happened to you, you become blind, how come you become blind? I did not accepted what my spiritual master says, don't eat anything. I ate without telling spiritual master, without giving to spiritual master actually. That kind of austerity Upamanyu was doing, and still he fall into well, like we fell into a material world's well every day. Though we are connected to Krishna consciousness, every time we go back to office, there is some other obstacles coming in our life because we are not following what we are listening actually. We listen, we are pious people, we are devotees, but we are not following actually what has been said. So then all the disciples prayed to Ashwini Kumars. Ashwini Kumars are the medical doctors actually, Vedji. So they are Ayurvedic doctors, Ashwini Kumars of the planetary, upper planetary portions of the universe. Ashwini Kumar came and said, okay, we give you one mantra, you just chant this mantra, and after chanting this mantra, this food will come to you and you eat that food. And when you eat that food, you will get your eyes, and then you go to spiritual master and say, sorry, from next time I will not do it. So everybody chanted mantra, food came, a divine food came. But now as all the devotees asked, eat it. And Upamanyu says, no, now I am not going to eat anything. Still my spiritual master says, eat it. Then all the food being taken to the Dhamma Rishi. And Dhamma Rishi asked, what happened? From where did you get this Ashwakumar's divine food? Then everybody told the story. Then Dhamma Rishi came and embraced Upamanyu. Upamanyu, now you have become my true disciple. Because when you are in the most difficult situation of your life, at that time also you did not rejected what your spiritual master told you. We are not able to follow the rules when all the conditions are favorable. When AC is there, bed is there, when all the salary is coming every time on worst of the month or the 7th of the month. And that time also we are not ready to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. No, Prabhuji, we are chanting. But the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada, attentive chanting. We are not doing it. And that is the problem. Spiritual master says and we don't follow. That is called actually Pranipatena. And once Prabhupada was giving a class and he was telling this class about who is Guru, who is Guru, who is Guru. So Prabhupada asked, okay, you tell me who is Guru. So one devotee said, Prabhupada, can I? Yes, you tell me. So every devotee was scared of speaking something in front of Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. And devotee said, Guru is one who makes the disciples surrender to Krishna. It's okay, but you are not perfect. Then who is Guru? Okay, so can I, Prabhupada? Yes, you. Then he said, Guru is one who is following all the rules and regulations given the Vedic scriptures. No, you are also not perfect. Then can I? Yes. Guru, who is coming in the disciplic successions? You are also right, but you are not perfect. Then Prabhupada, you tell us, who is Guru? You know what Prabhupada told? Prabhupada said, Guru is one who follows his Guru. So if you want to become Siksha Gurus, or if you want to instruct somebody, we are very good instructor and very bad followers actually.
when we go to our houses, you are not doing this, you are not doing that, or husband wife fighting, what Prabhuji was telling, you are not falling actually, I am falling every day. Everybody is instructing others, but followers are very bad, instructors are very good. So becoming an instructor, you have to follow actually. When you are a good follower, you can become a good instructor. Just for the fake of speaking it, it is of no use. If you keep speaking, like I am a fake follower and a fake instructor, if I speak something, it doesn't impact people actually. Though by the mercy of Prabhuji I am here and speaking something, but actually I know it is not going to impact any of you. But when some pure devotee comes and he speaks something, it really impacts. Like Srila Prabhupada, his smile was such a brilliant, relishing smile of Krishna consciousness. The people, those who have never met Srila Prabhupada, become devotees. You know, there was one Mataji who was giving his, on the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, she was saying that I never met Srila Prabhupada, but I once seen Srila Prabhupada. And she told the story that she was waiting for Prabhupada's arrival on an airport, and everybody was Prabhupada was among the devotees, everybody was following Prabhupada, Swamiji ki jai, jai Gurudev, jai Prabhupada, and various other people were chanting like this. And Mataji was very new, never seen Prabhupada, and she was like, where is Prabhupada, Prabhupada? And suddenly, when Prabhupada was about to leave the airport, she shouted, Swamiji! And suddenly Prabhupada turned around and smiled. And when Prabhupada smiled, Mataji says, he is going to be my spiritual master actually. And she surrendered 42 years of her life actually. 42 years, and she said, I never met again Prabhupada. Her initiation happened on letters. Your name is this. And she told, and I came to Vrindavan, learned scriptures, everything, or some other devotees, but I never able to meet Prabhupada. But think like this. There are people, those are called pure devotees, and surrendering to them, what it matters. She will say, okay, we are not able to meet Prabhupada, we are not so fortunate, actually. We are not able to meet Prabhupada. We are not fortunate. We are fortunate. We are in the disciplic succession of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, who says that Vaishnavas die, he is the biggest fool. Vaishnavas never die. Vaishnavas are always available in the form of books and instructions. So Prabhupada is among you people in the form of the books. But the problem is, we don't read books. We don't follow actually. So how many of you read every day Prabhupada books? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we need to. If we read half an hour also, 2 or 3 verses of Srila Prabhupada purports, not only shlokas. Shlokas of Bhagavad Gita are available everywhere actually. Once the devotee was distributing Bhagavad Gita, and somebody was asking, you people are charging so much, 100 rupees per Bhagavad Gita? It is very costly. There is 20 rupees Bhagavad Gita available in market. There are various other associations, societies, those who are giving 20 rupees Bhagavad Gita. Then that devotee tell, yes, yes, we are also giving 20 rupees, but you are charging 100 rupees. Like the sloka and the translation available in other Bhagavad Gita, same in this Bhagavad Gita, which is of 20 rupees. But the purports are of 80 rupees. The purports are of 80 rupees, for which Prabhupada has given of everything, life, family life, business, career, even the country, even the spiritual place, Vrindavan. For whom? For us. And he was writing in the nights, translating books. For whom? For us. For what? Keeping it, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, in a drawer. As it is, Prabhuji, it is as it is, lying there, that since we have joined ISKCON. Is it? For what he has given? To read it. Just to read it? Then comes the second verse, the second word in this verse, which it says, pranipatena pariprashnena, inquiring. Pariprashnena means inquiring. You have to inquire about what is happening and what is not happening in our lives. How can we improve our Krishna consciousness? Like father, there is son, and son is surrendered to the father. Like this child, how old he is?
1.8.
Okay, don't talk much. How old she is?
8.
So you ask questions to the father? Do you ask questions? Papa se puchte hain? Nahi. Puchte hain? Kiski beti hai ye? Question puchte hain aap se? Kitne puchte hain?
Din mein
एक या दो अच्छी बच्ची बात. My son asks irrelevant questions, 100 of questions in a day. Why it is this? Why the moon is like this? Why the grass is green? Why there are cars run? Why don't we walk on horses? Why don't we walk chariot? Why we drive chariots nowadays? There are so many questions he asks. Because he is in temple most of the time. So he sees, listens. So he keeps asking those questions actually. So when child asks questions and parent reply, like, what is this, Papa? And if parents say, this is cycle, child will inquire again? No, child has a faith on father. What father says, there are people, those who speak the same thing in different names. Like somebody says, what is this every time coming in the morning? It is sun. Somebody will say, it is Surya. Somebody will say, it is Bhaskara. Somebody will say something, water. Same thing. People, different religions make their child understand water in a different names. And they have a tendency to speak about water. Can you bring one glass of tanni to me? Can you get one vallam to me? So there are different language people, religion people. They speak about different things to the same thing. So what their father says, people believe. So if we think of our spiritual pastor as a father and we surrender and we inquire. The second question is inquire. Not surrendering will not do the task. That we are surrendered to the Siksha Guru or the Diksha Guru. You have to ask, inquire. Till the time you will not inquire, nothing going to happen. For example, we take. If you want to go to Vrindavan. How many of you have been to Vrindavan? All. Very nice. So means you have already tasted the nectar, dham. So Vrindavan, if you don't know the way how to go to Vrindavan. Some people will guide you. You can go from Sona Road and then take that Mathura Road and then right and you can go. Somebody will tell you, no, you go to Badarpur border and then take a right turn and you can get connect to Mathura Road and then. So till the time you don't know how to go to Vrindavan, what you will do? Ask questions to whom? Anybody who will meet, you will meet. So if you meet me and if you have barrier reaching to the Golok Vrindavan, he will ask, Prabhuji, how can we reach to Golok Vrindavan? How can we reach to Golok Vrindavan? How can we get Krishna consciousness? Isn't it? We keep asking questions. And our speed will be? When we ask questions? Slow. Because we don't know the way. How can we take 100 kilometers per hour speed? We will go in a wrong way, then U-turn, and then so much of hassle will happen. So you will keep asking questions with a 20 speed. Like I was coming, where is this heritage city? Where is this heritage city? The moment I saw heritage city, 80 kilometers. Similarly, when you are not satisfied till that time, when you are not relishing Krishna consciousness, keep asking questions, inquire. Pranipatena pariparashnena. Then how you have to inquire? How you have to inquire? Sevaya. While service, then you have to ask questions. It is not be a challenging questions. Okay, today Kiraj Prabhu is called Prashant Mukund Prabhu, glorifying him so much. Let's see how much he knows. Last time Shyam Sundar Krishna Prabhu was speaking something else. Vidya Priya Prabhu was speaking something else. Now let's check it out. How he knows? Prabhuji, it is written in Bhagavatam 7th canto 8th verse about Rukmani Devi. Can you tell me the aunt's name of Rukmani Devi? Can you tell? Sorry, I can't. Oh, Prabhuji doesn't know. He was not qualified as he was glorified actually. Which is not a surrender actually. It happened with me various times when I go and give seminars to various places. Though and I also take care of midday meal program also. So when I go for midday meal program, so people ask, you are coming from ISKCON. I went to Bangalore, Chennai, Bombay, various other places. People ask, okay, give some classes. So when I give classes, there are people, those who have irrelevant questions. They just want to show off, puffed of people. They want to ask questions like, what kind of people ask questions? I'll just tell you. That Kansa was there. I was giving a class in AIMS. I also give classes in AIMS on every Tuesday, alternatively, Prabhuji, every 15 day. And there is a paramedical staff, around 150 people come and I give classes there. So there were some doctors and they asked questions. If there was Kansa knowing that Devaki's 7th or 8th son is going to kill me, he will be the killer.
And Devaki and Vasudev was just married, happily married, just married. And everybody was wishing happy marriage, happy honeymoon, happy marriage. And suddenly Kansa took them and imprisoned them in a prison. So Kansa was so fool that he get Devaki and Vasudev in one prison. If he knows that his or her child can kill me, then why can't Kansa has so much of sense that he keep Vasudev in another jail and become Devaki? That kind of question people ask. So I said, actually, Prabhuji, it is not your problem. You are a Kali Yuga Jeevna. That is your problem. This is not your problem. That is a manufacturing problem, actually. Kali Yuga batch is a failure batch. Kali Yuga people, that is the easiest task, to chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. Otherwise, in Satyuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga, it is very tough to get Krishna. It is always says that when 100 years of meditation done in Satyuga, then only you can get Krishna. When you have to do various kind of yagyas and then only you can get Krishna in Treta Yuga. In Paricharyam, when you do deity worshipping, offering gold ornaments to the god, then only you will get Krishna in Dwapar Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, it is very easy to chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. Just surrender to the spiritual master. So yeah, as I said, Prabhuji, it is your problem. Actually, Kansa, being a demon, can't think of that after marriage and husband and wife can be separated. But now, in the today's world, people, those who call them as sophisticated people, and they are actually not sophisticated, they are sophisticated animals, Dvipad Pashu, they are walking on two legs. Actually, they think that marriage is very easy to be made and to be broken. But at that time, demon kind of a Kansa cannot think of that Devaki and Vasudev can be separated after marriage happens. So what kind of mentality we people are carrying actually? It's a demonic mentality. And also people ask questions to me. When Hanumanji was going to take one ring to Sita Maya, which was given by Ram, and in while going from this side to the another side to Sri Lanka, Sirsa Rakshasi, Sirsa demon came in front of Hanuman and asked, "You have to go through my mouth and then only you can go to Lanka." Then what Hanumanji did? He became small. He became small. So when Hanumanji became small, at that time in Treta Yuga, people used to be very high. And that to Hanumanji, he was very, very big. And Hanumanji's ring might be of this size, which was given by Lord Ramchandra. So when he became small, Hanumanji ring fall down in the mouth of Sirsa. Then what he delivered to Sita Maya? Are what they are thinking, except what I need to surrender, they are thinking of something else. And you have to answer because you are sitting on Vyasasana. Otherwise they will criticize, ISKCON people doesn't know anything, they are young people speaking Krishna consciousness, actually they don't know anything. So I told them, actually whatever happens in the pastimes of Lord Krishna or Ramchandra, everything is Chetan. Everything is Krishna conscious. Though they are clothes, they talk. Where they sit, they talk. Gulab Jamun, what they eat, they talk. So today, I am going to enter in the mouth of Krishna. Oh, what a service I have got. This kind of a thing happens to the things which are being in the Krishna service or Lama service. Similarly, if Hanumanji can reduce his size, ring also has a service. So ring also reduced size. And when Hanumanji grown up again in a big size, then again the ring became in a big size. You have to answer. One people were asking very stupid question. If Ravan used to have a headache and he was Dasan and he was having 10 heads, how Mandodari came to know where to apply the balm?
What? Huh? Actually ask this.
People ask. Huh? Very rubbish questions people ask. And challenge in front of, when you are speaking in front of 1,000 people, the challenge. Can you tell us, if Ravan having 10 heads, how he used to turn while sleeping? Tell us. What can we say? It was not like that he was having 10 heads like we become effigies of Ravan. He was having a power that if one head is cut, then another head can come. It is not like the 10 heads are always pitched in a fevicol and you are turning around like this. That's that actually. So that is not asking questions. actually asking questions. How can I surrender to you? How can I become more Krishna conscious? How can I do attentive chanting? How can I make my grihastha life more Krishna conscious? These are to be questions to be asked to a spiritual master or somebody who you seems to be spiritual. So people ask these irrelevant questions. So real guru can be understood like it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat guru prapadyate jigyasu shreya uttamam. Tasmat guru prapadyate. So jigyasu, one who want to relish Krishna consciousness, want to surrender or become a devotee, pure devotee of Lord Krishna, he will ask jigyasu shreyam uttamam. Uttamam means, tama means this darkness of this world. And uttamam means above this darkness. Above this darkness is the spiritual world. This material world is 1/4 and the spiritual world is 3/4. Like in geography you read, the land size is 1/4 and the water size is 3/4, 75%. So person who is in this 1/4 world should ask the question, how to go back into the 3/4 world? So this kind of a questions to be asked. Like what happened with Prabhupada also. Prabhupada was traveling from Delhi to Amritsar. And while he was traveling, there was two foreigner devotees doing fanning to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was in a special AC bogie. And two people from local Indian people, old people, they saw there is one Swamiji just entered into an AC bogie. So both of them planned that in next stoppage we are going to meet that Swamiji. So both of them came running between Delhi to Amritsar in one station. So they came and knocked the door. Tuck, 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 tuck. Tuck, 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 tuck. Prabhupada asked, who is the fellow disturbing so much? Then suddenly they opened the window. At that time the trains were also not so much perfect. Still the trains are not perfect. But still at that time trains are more bad shape. So they opened the window and entered their head. Swamiji, Swamiji, Swamiji. So Swamiji said, who is this fellow? Two fellows, bring them inside the train. So they both of them were called by devotees and they both entered into the train. And then Swamiji, Prabhupada asked, yes, tell me, how can I serve you? Swamiji, we have seen your posters. We know that you are a very, very famous person. We have seen your photograph in Bhagavad Gita. We want to ask one question. Yes, yes, Prabhupada said, please ask. Can you give me a therapy to remove the knee pain? Can you give a therapy? We are having a lot of knee pain actually. Prabhupada, who is taking your soul back to Godhead, and so that person, people are asking a remedy to remove the knee pain actually. So Prabhupada said, if you really want to remove this knee pain, you have to follow what I say. Yes, yes, we are ready to follow. Then you have to shave your head like these foreigner devotees. You have to put this shikha, put this tilak, wear this kantimala, chant Hare Krishna, do my services, fan me, and then you can, then your knee pain can go. Both of them ran away actually. Nobody wants to follow actually. They just want the mercy. Kripa, 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 kripa. Kripa means kar and pa. You have to do and then you will get it. It is not like that we come and just go and then get kripa, mercy. Mercy comes when you follow actually. Then aage, the verse says about pariprashne na sevaya. Updakshanti te jnanam. One can instruct you who is Jnaninam Tattva Darshanam, one who has seen the perfect knowledge, the truth. So Jnaninam. So what do you mean by Jnani? Can anybody tell me? Are we getting late, Prabhuji? You can always instruct me in between. Half an hour, no? Oh, lots of time. Okay. So who is Jnani? Yes, Prabhuji. You. Who is Jnani?
Easy question. Answer to that, one who is knowledgeable.
One who is knowledgeable. In this text.
In this context.
Context.
Who knows that Krishna is the Supreme
Being? Who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Being? Okay. Yes, Prabhuji. What's your name, Prabhuji?
Akshay.
Akshay Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
Certain here, the self-realized.
Self-realized. Okay. Prabhuji says, who knows Krishna? He says, who self-realized? Mataji is, Dipti Mataji. One who knows Krishna.
One who knows Krishna.
One who knows Krishna. Okay. So, actually, how one who knows Krishna? There are so many people, those who are coming on Astha channel every day, you open your TV, they are telling about राधे 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 बरसाने वाली राधे कृष्ण कृष्ण. सो आर दे दे नो कृष्ण. सो आर दे स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स. सो हाउ वन बिकम्स ज्ञानी, बिकॉज ज्ञानी मीन्स सेल्फ रियलाइज, ज्ञानी मीन्स वन हु नोज कृष्ण. सो इन वॉट कंटेक्स्ट वन हु नोज कृष्ण,
who knows Krishna
in our relationship with him. Okay, and more. Yes, Mataji, want to speak something? What kind of, like we say, the jnani is required or written here? Again, disciplination. Yes, Prabhuji. No. Okay. There are people, those who know this, jnani nam tatva darshinam. Tatva. So there are of three kinds of tattvas. Vishnu tattva, Shakti tattva, Vishnu tattva, Shambhu tattva, and Jeev tattva. And one is Shakti tattva. Shakti tattva is not to be informed here. But tattva means one who knows that when Krishna takes the form of Ram, he is same. When Krishna takes Keshava Drita Narhari Rupa, when Krishna takes the form of Narsingha, he is same Krishna. But people fight. When you go to Ayodhya, people will say, "Are Ramji is more bigger than your Krishna. Ramji was Maryada Purushottam. Your Krishna is characterless." So actually they don't know Tattva. So spiritual master doesn't mean those who know Krishna. Spiritual master mean one who knows Krishna with Tattva. That Krishna take form, 24 types of forms. Vara, Narsingha, Vamana, Parushram, Balaram, Buddha, Agriva, Agni, Hansa. There are so many 24 incarnations given in Bhagavatam. And 25th incarnation which is hidden, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Krishna. So people doubt Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Krishna actually. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a good renunciate, tapasvi, sannyasi, very big known name. It is in script, it is in textbooks also of school, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they are not knowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, Tattva. So jnani become one who knows Tattva, that what is my Tattva and what is Krishna's Tattva. There is also propaganda that people can become Narayan, Namo Narayan, Narhi Narayan, Nar can become Narayan. How can Nar can become Narayan? If you do tapasya, if you chant Namo Narayan, you can become Narayan. Narayan can lift Govardhan, can you lift Govardhan? You can't lift 5 kg of stone. How can you talk about Govardhan? So no Nar can become Narayan, because everybody, male or female, or pet or animal, these are Jeev Tattva. Though even we talk about Brahmaji, it's Jeev Tattva. So Jeev Tattva and Krishna is Krishna Tattva. And Shivji is a different special Tattva, which is Shav Tattva, Shambhu Tattva. So, and there are three kinds of energies. We are marginal energies, Jeev Tattva. And one it is external energy, Mahamaya, and Yogamaya, internal energy of Krishna, Haladini Shakti, Samvish Shakti, Sandhani Shakti. So one who chooses to be inside internal energy becomes a devotee. One who chooses to be in the external energy becomes a material man. Like this is a middle line, marginal energy. There is external energy. There is internal energy. External energy is Durga Devi, Mahamaya, in this material world. Internal energy is Radharani, and these are expansions like Yogamaya, Rukmani Devi, Satyabhama, and various others. So one who follows internal energy, that becomes devotee or Mahatma. And one who follows the external energy becomes a material man. And this is how we have to choose. From birth to death, there is one thing called choose. You know, A, B, C, D. B means birth, D means death, and C means choose. Birth to death, you have an option to choose. Always, Krishna has given option. Krishna can make you Krishna conscious in one day. Krishna come out from the Jagannath deity and hold a pistol and just on your head, chant 16 round Hare Krishna. Otherwise, I will kill you. Krishna can do that. He is powerful, the most powerful person. But he do that? Because this is loving relationship. It can never happen. You hold one girl on road and say, you have to marry me actually. Actually for marrying, you say, I love you. You have this many qualities. Can we marry? And then that relationship becomes strong relationship. On a revolver, the relationship will not exist for long. Similarly, if we have to get into Krishna Lok, have connection with Krishna, we have to choose to love Krishna actually. And that is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna, that Krishna, please engage me in your services. I want to love you, Krishna.
How can we love Krishna?
And that is the thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Well, by chanting attentively. If you chant attentively, love will come inside your heart because Krishna is residing there. Huh? Yes, Hriday Deshe Arjuna Trishtati Ishwaram Sarva Bhutanam. I am everywhere, even in your heart, Arjun. But to love me, you have to hear what I am saying. And what he is saying is given in Bhagavad Gita, the scriptural manual. Like when we bring mobile, we also get some instruction manuals. How to use this button, how to apply this button. And most of the intelligent people nowadays don't read manuals actually. They still apply Nokia philosophy on their iPhones. And that is how they lost their iPhones. And their customer care center, every day people are calling. I just got iPhone 6 but this is not working. How did you dealt with this actually? I pressed this button. No, you did not have to press it. Didn't you read the manual? No, I didn't. You are stupid actually. Similarly, when we came into this world, Krishna gave us Bhagavad Gita manual. You read it and apply in your life and become Krishna conscious. You can come back to me. And we never read this scriptural manuals actually. And when we are not going to read the instruction manual, how can we get to know how can we love Krishna? So in this Krishna says, just chant Hare Krishna and follow what I say. So there are four things to be done and four things which not to be done, which I think you already know about it. A, B, C, D. Association of devotees. Bhagavad Gita reading, a book reading of Prabhupada. C means chanting of Hare Krishna and D means diet prasadam. Or dancing can be done. And four things not to be done. What are the four things not to be done? Which are breaking the four pillars of dharma. Four pillars of dharma are cleanliness, austerity, mercy, truthfulness. So four things which break this dharma are not to be done. What are those four things?
So one is no meat eating.
No meat eating.
Which includes and it also includes no onion, no garlic, no egg.
So what does it break? Which pillar it breaks? No meat eating. Mercy.
Mercy.
When you are killing an animal, then you are breaking the pillar of mercy actually. Nobody can say, I am eating non-veg, I am this dharma, I am from a Muslim dharma. And he is saying that I am dharmic and I just take non-veg. Otherwise, I am very dharmic. He is a fake person. Nobody can be dharmic till the time he is not following four pillars of dharma. First pillar is mercy. And he is breaking because he is eating non-veg items. So he cannot be dharmic. Then comes?
No alcohol.
No intoxicants. Means tea, coffee and everything. So what it breaks? Which pillar?
Consciousness.
Yes. What? You say rightly said.
Austerity.
If somebody is drinking alcohol in night at 12 o'clock in bar, how can he wake up 4 o'clock for Brahma Murat to chant Hare Krishna? He is breaking that pillar of austerity. That's why Prabhupada said if you want to follow the four pillars of dharma, you need to follow these four rules. No intoxication. Yes.
So for example, on this there was a person who was asking me questions, you know, on Krishna consciousness. So I was trying to, you know, educate him, whatever little, very limited knowledge I have.
Yes.
So the meat eating I could easily explain to him. But this part I kind of struggled with. Then he said alcohol. Now he said, when you talk about alcohol, how do you, so I'll tell you how I explained it. So I said, when you drink alcohol, and he said, I'm not killing any human being. I said, you're meat eating, I understand. You even explained, you know, the frequency of an animal, how it must be, you know, the what you're eating is your graveyard.
Yeah,
you know,
so yeah, obviously.
And so I've explained all that, but he said, alcohol, I'm not peeing. I've never murdered anyone, I've never killed anyone. He says, yeah, if I do drunk driving or I start beating my wife up, that I can understand is wrong. But I've just drunk, I've never done anything. So I said, whatever, my understanding is, I said, one, you're attracting spirits into you. And he actually came up, yes, actually I am attracted because I've had problems with spirits in my life. But that was a coincidence. Most people I would struggle with. Usko toh maine samjha liya, but how do, now austerity, now for example, if a person is drinking, I agree. If he harms someone, I also myself say, you know, he'll go to hell. But if he's just drinking, not that I drink, but how do I...
Drinking has an intoxicance.
Correct.
And when somebody is intoxicant at that time, that is for sure, he cannot concentrate his mind on chanting.
Sure.
So Prabhupada says
you have to become a 24-hour devotee. You don't need to be a 2-hour devotee who is chanting in the morning. So when he is not in his consciousness at that particular time, it means he is not Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means every time whatever action you do, other than in the temple, other than in the spiritual programs, whatever you do is actually Krishna consciousness. When you know Krishna is watching me from different sides, there are so many sakshis of those who are watching, like moon is watching, sun is watching, trees are watching, birds are watching, and anybody can inform. Like Prime Minister Modi is not watching everybody, but his representatives are watching. Like police, traffic police is watching, you are not wearing belt, and he puts a challan. Similarly, whatever we do in our daily lives, everybody is watching. The representative of Krishna, Vayudev, is watching, Agnidev is watching. There are so many devtas in your house and they are watching. What are you doing? It's not that when you go to temple you chant Hare Krishna, when you come back at your house you can drink, okay, nobody knows I drink one glass of alcohol. But Sakshi knows, and you can never become Krishna conscious, because they will complain, Krishna, they are not good. Actually, they drink alcohol one cup every day. They drink tea, and your mental imbalance. You cannot balance your mind. Once you drink alcohol, next day people can tell you, lagta hai yaar pee ke aaya kal. If sir, that can know that particular human being, which is fully material person, how cannot spiritual master come to know? How cannot Krishna come to know? Krishna can come to know, and you cannot concentrate your mind. When we are not drinking alcohol, controlling mind is too difficult.
So, because I also want to, in chapter 10, Krishna also tell Arjuna, say he also one of the best of wine, which is Soma, right?
Soma.
Yeah. So why Krishna also said he also one of the one? I mean, I also have some query about just now. You mentioned four do not
don'ts.
Yeah, don'ts. Yeah, because I haven't seen any guidance from the Bhagavad Gita say you cannot. One of the chapter also mentioned if you're doing the back arm, if anybody, any family give you the meat, that which is non-veg, then you also have to take. Right, and my understanding is, so you cannot just say, oh, I have some, very picky about, you have to give me this kind of food, then whatever I have, then I just take.
Yes.
So that's why I just wondering,
yes,
which
for your first, the answer for your first question is why Krishna says I am Somaras.
Yeah.
Because the Somaras is not available in this planet, Prithvi Lok. There are 7 planetary systems on up and 7 in down. There are 14 planetary systems. The upper planetary system is called as Pitralok, and then is called as Swargalok, Taplok, Janlok, Mahalok, Brahmalok. And then comes Talatal, Pital, Vital, Rasatal, and there are so many from in the downstairs. So I don't remember down because I don't go down, and all the lives I go up. So it's like that. So as there are 7 down and 7 up. So when you come to Swargalok, there is some facilities which is given to the person who is on the seat of Indra, who is taking care of. So there Krishna gives somaras, and that is not alcohol, that is actually the drink available. People on the television serials made that somaras. What you are drinking, we are taking somaras. Actually somaras can never compare to the intoxicant what we drink as alcohol. Somaras is a divine nectar, like amrit, which been drinking by the Swargalok people. That is why they can live for 1,000 years. We live for 100 years. So that is thing which brings them, there increases their age. And when we drink alcohol, it decreases our age actually. There's lots of difference. It is given in Bhagavatam purports, where Prabhupada is explaining that somaras is not equal to intoxicants actually. And the second thing, when alms been given and non-veg is given by somebody, it's true that we accept it because we honor what they are giving. We respect his feelings, but we are not going to take it. We will give it somebody else. So it's nowhere mentioned that we take it and we have to eat it also. If like somebody comes to a temple and he says, this is Durga Mai Prasad, what should I do? Huh? We don't follow Durga, we follow Krishna. We know Ishwaram Param Krishnam Sachitanandam Vigraha. We don't follow Durga Devi. It is like we are disrespecting that man. We are taking the chance of him or her becoming Krishna consciousness. So we accept it. Okay, thank you Mataji, thank you Prabhuji for giving us wonderful prasadam of Durga Devi. And when he or she goes away, what we do?
give it to somebody else, guards, somebody who is not Krishna conscious, who is not a devotee, who is not following the rules and regulations. Or it's a demigod prasad, give it to somebody else. But we don't accept it, we don't eat. We go to Sai Baba kirtans, Sai Baba people. Prabhuji has came from ISKCON, he will give lecture, but before that we will do some Sandhya Aarti. And this Sandhya Aarti they do Sai Saburi. Okay, let them do. And then after I finish my program, they give some Sai Baba prasadam. What should I do? Should I say, you people are fools, you don't? Sai Baba is a human being. He says, Sabka Malik Ek. Who is that Malik? Krishna. You are fool. We can't do negative preaching. So we accept it. Thank you for giving prasadam. But I am actually fasting today. I can't eat everything. Can I take it home? Yes, 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 Prabhuji, you can take home. And when we bring it back, give to some driver, some guardians, or some servants working in our houses. So we respect it. When next time, when he comes to our temple, he will also eat Krishna Prasadam. And that Krishna Prasadam can make him Krishna conscious. So this is how we need to preach. So now, I was telling about jnanis. So I have met one person who was giving seminar on stress management. On the basis of Bhagavad Gita, it was like fact. When I was working for one company, Milward Brown, in my last organization. So at that time, one person came and he was a stress management motivational speaker on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. I was very impressed because I always wanted to know a spiritual task. It was in the year 2005. So he spoke so many verses. Chanchalam hi manah Krishna pramati bal badradham tasyam nigraham manyam vayurevam sudishkaram. You cannot control your mind like Arjuna cannot control the mind, but he can control the winds. We are not controlling the winds, so how can we control the mind? So we are worse than Arjuna. Then Krishna says, asanshayam mahabahu manah du nigraham chalam. It is final that the mind cannot be controlled. Then what do we need to do? Then Krishna is telling, abhyase intu kontue, practice some rules, vairagyencha grihate, and give up something, accept something, do's and don'ts. What are the do's and don'ts? Then Prabhupada tell, these are the do's and these are the don'ts. He was explaining everything. After a break come, after 1.5 hours of session, he went into a cafeteria and he was smoking. Kayas, oh, Prabhuji, you were telling about Bhagavad Gita. And you are telling about stress management and you are smoking. He says, yes, because I every day give seminar. And when I get stress of giving seminar, I smoke. I reduce my stress. So is it a real jnani? He knows the verses of Bhagavad Gita. He knows the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. He is a jnani? No, he is not a jnani. Jnani nan tatva darshina. One who knows Krishna by the tatva. One who knows what to do and what not to do. We interrupted in between. Two pillars remaining.
Yeah.
Two pillars are remaining.
Okay.
No intoxication and then?
Then illicit sex.
And no illicit relationship. Which pillar it is breaking? Cleanliness. Person becomes impure when he is or she is involved in extramarital affairs. Cleanliness. He will feel guilty. He will always feel, he will hide from the wife. Wife should not come to know. He is impure, actually, from within. Externally also he is impure. He is touching the another woman. Matrapar dareshu. Every other woman should be taken as a mother. That's why we call Mataji. Matrapar dareshu. But still, if he is touching another wife, another's wife, what he is doing? He is impure. He is doing dirty things. And doing dirty things, he becomes impure. So cleanliness pillar is broken.
But in this, there is more. It says sex only within marriage, which means premarital sex is excluded, obviously extramarital for sure, and sex only for begetting children.
Only for begetting children, yes, that's true. For getting Krishna consciousness children, not for your sense gratification. So it is little bit tough, but we will discuss some other day about this topic. So, and then fourth pillar is?
No gambling. What is that?
Truthfulness. When you do gambling, can anybody say that I am very truthful person because I do gambling? Gambler is need to be a bluffer, he need to be a liar. He will hide so many things, he will cheat so many people. He is a liar. That is why somebody who is involved in gambling, even in stock markets, he will try to snatch somebody's wealth and says it's mine.
But we are a banker.
No one who is a banker. Actually, I also know so many bankers. I go. So you are in which bank?
HSBC.
HSBC. Okay. So what happens that when you are in your services, you are not exploiting somebody. You are not doing what? You are not gambling with somebody's money. You are just doing your services, which has been given by Krishna to you, actually. When somebody start exploiting his position, like you are a banker, now you can say, okay, sign this paper. And after he goes away, now this property belongs to me because I am a banker. That is a cheating, actually. You should not do the cheating. You are a banker. Somebody is a quality analyst. He has to find the errors, faults of a person, but he cannot say, Prabhuji, in your association of ISKCON, people say, don't find fault. Fault finding is wrong. See, if I don't find fault, how can I survive my wife, my children? So fault finding means you have to find faults as per the norms of company. You need not to find the faults by some other problems of person to person. Like, I don't like Deepthi Mataji. Next time her report will come, I will find maximum faults. And I like Akshay Prabhu. And whenever his faults will come, I will deny. No, it is just an error, just an error. We can pass through this report. No, but when Deepthi Mataji's report will come, no, how can she do like this? How can she? We are exploiting the position, actually. That is fault finding. When you are doing your job, you have to do your job. And Prabhupada says, you have to do your job with sincerity.
So, like for example, I work in the startup line.
Okay.
So, very often what people do is they may or may not give you a very high salary. That depends upon what position you're at. They also give you a stake in the company. So, once you've given a stake, and then, you know, after a few years, either it's sold off to another company or, you know, it's listed. In that case, if I'm keeping that way, okay, that's a way of they are paying me. I'm not playing with anyone's. That mera paisa hai. Maine kisi ki apni topi dusre ke sar nahi chadha, kuch nahi kari. Uske baad if I make a profit, what's the harm?
No problem.
Usme toh obviously I'm looking to maximize myself, but I will not cheat anyone.
Yes. So the thing is, no gambling means you don't need to cheat. And where your heart is always pumping, nobody should know about it. How much I have? Share bazaar. Every day. Oh, share is dropping like anything since morning, 7 points down. So anybody who gets heart attack or heart blood pressure, that you should not, because that also makes your mind imbalance. It is very difficult when all these factors are not available to control the mind. Arjun, who can control the wind, cannot control the mind. How can we doing so many irrelevant things and can control the mind? And if we cannot control the mind, it is very difficult to chant attentively Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Prabhu ji, a question.
Ji. Ji, boli.
Main advocate.
Oh, very nice.
Ab hamare profession mein hame bahut kuch chhota sidha karna padta hai. बहुत कुछ पता होता है कि जो कुछ है फिर भी हमें उसके अगेंस्ट करना पड़ता है अपने क्लाइंट के लिए नॉट फॉर पर्सनल रीजन तो वेयर वी स्टैंड
Actually, judge is Krishna. I am not a judge. I can only guide you people. Actually, the thing is that. So, try to be as much as possible on the positive side of anybody's. If you are helping somebody on the basis of without going into the detail, so actually it's wrong. Not to be like said publicly, but when somebody does something only for getting money, it's actually cheating people. So it cannot come in one day, then next day, okay, I will not do it. It will take time. Change your consciousness. Slowly, gradually you will feel whatever Krishna gives, I will get satisfied with that only. Because whatever we eat is being planned by Krishna. When child takes birth in the womb of a mother and the next day doctor advises for 6 months he will drink or she will drink, your daughter or your son will drink only the mother's breast milk. Who supplies the milk? Krishna. Nobody says that I am a father, my responsibility is to bring a pipe from mother dairy and connect to the breast of my wife so that my son can drink a milk. Nobody does that. Krishna is supplying. So how can we become saying surrender, surrender, surrender and doing cheating or doing some imperfect things thinking that I am doing it? कृष्णा सेज इन भगवत गीता अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ता अहम इति मन्यते प्रकृते क्रिया मनानी गुणे कर्माणि सर्वशः विद अहंकार फॉल्स ईगो वी थिंक दैट वी आर द डूअर्स वी आर नॉट द डूअर्स एक्चुअली इफ यू डू सो मच ऑफ imperfect things, if Krishna doesn't want that money should be with you, he will take away from you. You will get a loss. You will get an accident. You will get in medical problems. And it happens with so many people that they do so many imperfect things and they get so much of money and their son or daughter becomes so uncultured, so untrained that they misutilize the money and father says, don't misutilize my money. I have earned this hard-earned money with so many imperfect things. I have not had a good night's sleep. And that you are using like this. Please, my son, please, my daughter. But nobody listens. Krishna wants to take away the money, it will go away. Jaisi aani, waisi jaani. How it comes, it goes away. So don't plan too much to get or earn. Whatever comes by the will of Krishna, accept it. Hare Krishna. Is it okay, Prabhuji? I just want to speak about one thing more about the false ego. And if you hear about false ego, you can understand that what is the problem of our surrendering, not surrendering actually. Why are we not able to surrender to the people or to the spiritual master? Huh? Why? How this false ego works actually? So, I was reading somewhere that when Hanumanji, this text context come from Ramayana, when Hanumanji was going from this side of Rameshwaram to another side of Sri Lanka, when he entered Lanka, there was one demonic personality, a lady was standing. What was the name? On the gate of Lanka?
Lankini.
And Lankini was not allowing anybody to enter. And then she stopped Hanumanji. How can you enter into Lanka? So Acharyas explain, Lanka is actually our body. And Ravan is our mind, which not allowing Sita, which is soul, to be freed from this Lanka. Mind is Ravana, soul is Sita Maya. Ravana is not allowing Sita to go away to back to Godhead, go to Ramchandra, to Krishna, go back to the Narayana. Lakshmi is captivated by mind. It is mine, it is mine. I am a doer, I am doing it. So who is Lankini? False ego, not ego, false ego. Mithya Ahankar, false ego, that I am the doer. You cannot do anything. If you are a doer, how cannot you control dengue? Even the doctors cannot control dengue. After applying so much of things, medicines, people die. How? It has been planned. If we are the doers, we can control the fever. Even we can't control the natural cause, how can we control the so many adidevik dukhas? No, we cannot control. So we are not the doers. So Lankani was there. Then Hanumanji came. And Hanumanji said, I am the servant of Lord Ram. Vanar. Monkeys are called as Vanar. Why monkeys are called as Vanar? Do you know? Vanara means, Va means or. In English language, or. Ya, or. Nar means human. He is an animal who looks like a man but is not a man. Can be a man, cannot be a man. Vanar. Or nar. Human or animal. Vanar. So when Hanumanji came as Vanar, he punched Lankini with left hand. When he punched Lankini, because he was holding Gada in his right hand, and he punched Lankini with left hand, one fist, and Lankini fell down. And she said, now the day has come when this Lanka will go away, Ravana will die. Because when I was doing austerity at that time, Brahmaji came and Brahmaji gave me benediction that when one monkey will come and when in his one fist you will lie down, fall down, then think that Lanka's day is end now. Ravana will go away. So now I can't do anything. Okay, you can enter. Then Hanumanji entered. So who is Vanara in our lives? You know, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Siksha Gurus. Vanar, how can Sri Srila Prabhupada and Spiritual Master Prabhuji, you are saying Vanar to them? Vanara means he looks like a man, but he is not a normal man. He is a Nitya Siddha. He is a transcendental man in a divine body. A spiritual master who is speaking, or Siksha Guru who is giving you so many guidance, he is not a normal human being. He is on a divine status stage. So Vanar, he can be a, looks like a human, but he is not a human, normal human being. He is not impacted by three modes of material nature. He is not impacted by three kinds of miseries of this world. It seems to be that he is getting impacted, he is becoming old, he is getting adidevik dukh, but within he is not impacted. And that is why after sannyasis leave their bodies are digged into the land and becomes a samadhis. So this is how. Vanar means a spiritual master who looks like a normal human being, but he is not a human being. When spiritual master gives you something, one punch, what you don't like it, Prabhuji, can we do these kind of miss things? And he punches, no. Now the day has come that soul will be relieved to go to back to Godhead Krishna. Hari Om. The day has come when Srila Prabhupada text purports, try changes our life. At that time, get prepared. Now the day has come when this Lanka will be going to burnt, and Sita Maya going back to Lord Ramchandra. Is it okay? Happy? So what you need to do? You need to accept what spiritual masters has to speak about it. So it is, I was reading Sri Harinam Chintamani, it is written, Agre Guru Puja Pare Shri Krishna Pujan. First the puja, worshipping to be done of a spiritual master, then before Krishna. Agre Guru Puja Pare Shri Krishna Pujan Gurudev Shri Krishna Prasad Samarpan. Agre Guru Puja Pare Shri Krishna Pujan Gurudev Shri Krishna Prasad Samarpan. What it has been written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that when in the morning when we chant, Sansara dava nalali daloka tranaya karuna gana ganatvam. Spiritual master, you are only the savior of this world. Like clouds when they rain, then only the jungle fire, forest fires can be extinguished. Similarly, only you are the one who can remove this material miseries. We are actually in a oven. This material world is like an oven. When you are, even you go to Swarga Lok, na, then also it is oven. When you go to Patal Lok or Nark Lok, it is oven. The difference is of the temperature. When you go to Swarga Lok, the temperature reduces. When you go to Nark Lok, the temperature increases. You become hot puffed pizza or like dry puffed pizza, but you will become pizza. You will get burnt actually. So this material world is like a frying pan, and we all are burning with so many problems. Somebody is saying this to me, somebody is criticizing me, somebody is saying you only become devotee, only Krishna can have a God, people of my family are criticizing me, I am not getting that kind of a feeling, that kind of a place in position in society what I am expecting, I am not getting that kind of salary what I am expecting. So these problems are like frying pan, we are burning in frying pan. And only who can save you from this frying pan? Spiritual master, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Agre Guru Puja, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, and that is why in morning we say Guru Ashtakam before we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. So I request you all to be Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna and try to surrender, following the rules and regulations as it is given by Srila Prabhupada. Or some other devotees come here and give instructive, and I am also always available to you people to guide if you think I can be of guiding you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It is not at all material, I know. I am not a material kind of a person.
It was.
It
really felt like a
4.34 is a very important verse.
Yeah, and, that's true.
We need to go a little deeper into it. So, yes. Yeah, you did entire justice to it. We are very grateful.
Thank you.
We have a little function today.
Yeah.
This little girl. It's her birthday today.
Birthday, Hari Hari. Yeah. Very nice.
She's a very special girl, you know.
What's your name?
Mishti.
Mishti.
Oh, Mishti Dai.
She chants probably. She chants regularly, and sometimes she beats her mama and dad put together.
Oh.
Put together. You know, she chants more. Such a
how many rounds you chant?
One.
One. Very nice. How old are you? 8. So now you have to increase. Tough time. Homework.
Sometimes he does 4. Sometimes he does 8.
Six also.
14. 14
also.
12
also.
14.
One is confirmed.
One is confirmed.
Many other days she beats her mom and dad score put together.
Acha.
She is the one.
Yeah. It's very nice, Mishti. Nice meeting you. Please bless me so that I can also beat other people in chanting Hare Krishna. Any other questions if you have till the time the function is coming? What have you realized today? Can I may ask, because I came for the first time. What is your realization after the class? How did you felt? Good, bad? What good things you've learned? Anybody? Yes, Akshay Babu.
Why? Four regulative principles. Why and what it breaks? Like, first was mercy, the kidding.
Yes.
The third was, when you talk about gambling, is honesty. Right? What is it? Honesty.
Gambling is truthfulness.
It's truthfulness, honesty. Sorry, I meant truthfulness. Then is impurity for so illicit sex. What was the one for alcohol? That was the
austerity. Four pillars of dharma. So, very nice. Yeah, don't kill. You will get a sin of killing a mosquito, and then another life you will become mosquito and he will kill you. So don't kill. Instead you can remove. Do that actually. Yes. And Mataji, how did you like the class? Very nice. What have you learned?
Whatever you taught.
Everything I learned. What's your name?
Preeti
Mataji. Deepti Mataji, Preeti Mataji. What's your name, Mataji? You.
Jemmy.
Jemmy. He belongs to which place?
Taiwan.
Yeah. You're posted here.
Yes, for 4 years total.
You're chanting now?
I don't do chanting, but I follow all the teaching from Bhagavad Gita already more than 10 years.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why I repeat Bhagavad Gita almost every day.
Oh.
Before I sleep, I read one small
Very nice.
So, and also I adapt to my real life. I practice it.
Okay.
So I found out it's really helpful.
Very nice. But if you're not chanting, you're not doing justice to Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Because when you read purpose of Srila Prabhupada, everywhere is mentioning that every yuga has some medicine. A Satyuga has a medicine, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, every four yugas have different medicines. Like if you are suffering from some critical disease and you are taking paracetamol, like dengue fever, you are having paracetamol, does it going to impact? No, you have to get a special medicine for dengue fever, isn't it? Similarly for Kali Yuga batch, the failure most fallen batch, there is only one thing which is said, that when Parikshit Maharaj asked Shukadev Goswami in Bhagavatam, that you have told me so many faults of this lifetime in this material world, what should I do? I am now in this prison house. He says, Kale doshe nidhe Rajan. There are so many faults, Rajan. Asti eko mahan guna. But there is one quality of this age of Kali Yuga. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, one who chant the name of Krishna, Mukta Sangam Param Vrijet, he can get victory and he can get liberation. One who chant Hare Krishna. If we are reading Bhagavad Gita and we are not chanting Hare Krishna, we are not doing justice to our soul actually. The soul food is chanting Hare Krishna. Like if a driver and a car is going on a road, and then you feed with diesel, petrol, CNG. Similarly, driver, when he becomes hungry, you feed him with some chapatis, some sabzi, something, pizza or burger, fast foods. So, like this body is like a car, and the soul is like a driver. So, if you are feeding to your body, and if you are not feeding to the driver, how can your car move? It is not going to move for long. So, reading Bhagavad Gita, and not chanting Hare Krishna is like we are removing elaichi, you know, elaichi, cardamom. Mm-hmm. You are removing cardamom from the sweet rice, kheer, thinking that it is a mosquito. Sometimes like people do cardamom garnishing for giving a special flavor to sweet rice. And somebody who never eaten sweet rice, he says, oh, it's mosquito here or a fly is here. He takes out. So we are removing Krishna's chanting Hare Krishna, the holy name, and eating sweet rice, Bhagavad Gita. It is like removing the cardamom, the actual flavor of Krishna consciousness.
Because I thought the real spirit of Bhagavad Gita is doing. You have to do something like this workplace, work field is
Kurukshetra.
Then the meat is a car. The meat you have to do.
No, actually there are 5,000 types of Bhagavad Gita available in this world, but they are not going to impact your life. Till the time you are not going to follow what spiritual master is saying. Srila Prabhupada is a Siksha Guru who wrote Bhagavad Gita and impacted so many people. We have temple in Japan, we have a temple in and every country you go. Once one exporter from Gurgaon, he went to one country and the country has only 300 people. Only 300 people in that country. He landed there for some export purpose, he went there and he was amazed to see there were 10 devotees of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada devotees. So just imagine, in a small countries also we are there. So it is the impact, penetration of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita. How, why not so many Bhagavad Gita are impacting people? Because people are taking out Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and saying Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has no meaning if Krishna is not there, if Hare Krishna is not there. No meaning actually. It will can you give you knowledge, but can never give you liberation. Liberation can only be get Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Ramita. You will never get liberation if you are not going to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, it's true because I found out I have the knowledge I can apply to my life. But sometimes my mind feels very not so peaceful, then I will chant.
Hariwa!
Like last time I do some surgery on my cervix. Then I, before the surgery, I doing to the surgery, I do the chanting a lot. And try help me a lot to calm down my mind.
If chanting can help you in the material problems, medical problems, it can only help you to go away from this material world. Only chanting can help you. Why we read Bhagavad Gita? To make our chanting strong, to becoming more surrendered to the Krishna. It is not like that we get information, then we will become like a stress management guru who is giving lectures on Bhagavad Gita and smoking cigarettes. So you will chant now Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
How many rounds?
Yeah. From morning.
From tomorrow morning?
Yes.
How many? One round. At least one. Until that time, Prabhuji called me for the next time, I will ask you again. You have to chant at least one round.
Every morning I will do two rounds of the sun's salutation. Two rounds. So I think I can chant in together with the...
You do whatever you are doing, you have to chant one round of Hare Krishna also. Mm-hmm. Promise?
Yes.
Lock?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji. How did you feel, Prabhuji, sitting beside? What wonderful. I am always asked questions.
Yes,
sir.
Was wonderful. Knowledge was wonderful.
Okay.
And explanation was so perfect that it goes inside.
Very nice. What have you learned? Wonderful. You have to learn, actually. If we are not taking back something to our house, how will we apply? So either have a habit, when you come to these classes organized by such a nice devotee Giriraj Prabhu, you have to bring notebooks, note copies, books, like I also bring so many books, note copies. You have to write it down. And then when you forget, because Kali Yuga people, prayan alpayeshu kalo asminim yagaju, they will mand sumand matyo mand bhagyam upadat. They are lazy and they have no memory, sharp memories. We never even don't remember the wife phone numbers nowadays. So how can we remember Bhagavad Gita? How we apply it? So bring note copies and write it down. Whatever you feel, 5 points, key points, important points, and then apply it. Sorry to guide you people, but it is my life, style of speaking actually. I'm sorry for instructing you. Yes, Prabhuji, how advocate Prabhuji?
लॉयल
बहुत अच्छा लगा.
अच्छा थैंक यू.
और उसमें जो मेन रीजन जो अच्छा लगा जो आपने बातें कही बड़ी अच्छी बातें कही और जो कहने का जो एक योर वे ऑफ स्पीच जो है
जी
कोई भारी भरकम नहीं एक लाइट वे में और इस तरीके से जो एवरीबॉडी कैन अंडरस्टैंड और आज के सिनेरियो में उसको जोड़ते हुए आपने इस ढंग से बतलाया कि जो एक बड़ा अच्छा संसार है बड़े अच्छे ढंग से आज विकास कर सकता
है. और सर नेम प्रभु जी
सुधीर सिंगला.
सुधीर सिंगला यू प्रैक्टिस इन गुड़गांव.
या अभी पिछले दो साल से मैंने अपने रेगुलर प्रैक्टिस छोड़ दिया. नाउ आई एम डूइंग चैंबर
वर्क. ओके चैंबर वर्क वेरी नाइस अच्छा. There is one Mr. Gupta, Rajesh Gupta. Mm-hmm. He is also in chambers. Might be you knowing him.
He is also advocate.
He is advocate and he is also a big Rotarian. He is a big Rotarian.
Okay. He is in Delhi or Purwama?
He is in Delhi. He knows me. He comes and sometimes comes to temples for the preachings. How did you feel? Thank you, Rohit. Thank you.
I just felt a pleasing left hand blow.
Left hand blow.
But it was pleasing.
It was pleasing.
Someday when I will get a hard blow, then I will.
Very nice. Pleasing blow will not allow entering anyone. She took and captured Lanka.
That's why I said pleasing.
Pleasing, yes. Okay, what's your name?
Ravi.
Ravi Pro. You work somewhere? Where?
In between jobs.
Okay, in between jobs. Okay. Very nice. Mataji has not spoken this, doing Mataji and Mataji. Yes, how did you feel Mataji? Kaisa laga aapko?
Wonderful.
Kya wonderful laga aapko?
Surrender
ourselves to Krishna.
Do's and don'ts.
Follow our gurus.
Yes,
thank you. Very nice. Aapko Mataji? What have you liked?
Class was very nice. But the example you have given of that was of a false ego.
Yes.
That false ego, that Lankanese false ego,
yes.
That was very
nice.
Nice. Okay. But Prabhuji, there is no realization. We know that what is false ego or. False ego is like food ke bhari hui hai. We don't have realizations.
The more you do the association of devotees, you will come to know how to what is false ego. Actually, there is one story that there was one person already cake has arrived. So I will just frost it. One grandson was there and one grandfather was there, and they were working in coal mines. And every day, what happens that grandfather used to read Bhagavad Gita, and the grandson was forced to read Bhagavad Gita, but grandson never reads Bhagavad Gita. So then grandfather asked, okay, why grandson asked, every day you read Bhagavad Gita, what is it in Bhagavad Gita? I didn't understand anything, what your relation is Bhagavad Gita? Then grandfather asked, okay, you leave Bhagavad Gita and go and bring one bucket of water from that pond, downstairs. Then he hold the bucket within the coal mines and ran to the pond and he brought the water. When he came back, he found that water has gone. Because there were some holes, but he was not looking after those holes. So then grandfather asked, because you came slowly, that is why water gone. Now you again go, fill it up and come back again. Then again he took the bucket and he ran downstairs and he filled the bucket and he came back again. Then again this happened 3-4 times. Then grandfather asked, you are not able to bring water. What is the problem? Now whatever the coal was on the sides of the bucket get removed due to the washing in water again and again, and now the holes can be easily seen. So grandfather asked, why can't you bring the water? Grandson replied, because I see there are so many holes inside in under the bucket. So what is the story gives the instructions to us? Similarly, though many false ego blackishness in within from our inside the heart that we can't even say it. So
when the realization of false ego will come, when we every day go through Bhagavad Gita or chant Hare Krishna, though our mind does not capture Hare Krishna, though mind does not understand Bhagavad Gita, if we just for the sake of following it, we follow, at least the blackishness will go away and we come to know what are the loopholes in our buckets. And then we can do unsealing or plastering of that bucket. That is a different thing. First of all, the realization will come when you follow. Hey. Hare Krishna. Okay, the cake has come, yes. So we can.